We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. And joining us now is David Fox, the executive director of the Show Me State Games. It's the first of two weekends, back-to-back weekends. It's hot. It's fun. It's a chance for weekend warriors to get out there. David, everything coming together here a couple days before opening ceremonies?
Well, we think so. It's an extremely busy office, Bill. You know, one of the things that's unique to the games is certainly we're prepping for this weekend. You mentioned the temperature. I think that just kind of comes with the Show Me State Games. If you're looking for a couple of the hottest days on a calendar each and every year, just look when the Show Me State Games are, and those days will pop up. And so preparing for that, trying to get as much information out as we can on the heat, and our partners at MU Healthcare provide us with some great tips on whether it's hydration, dehydration, or signs of heat illnesses and what have you, as well as, you know, they'll be out, MU Healthcare and their team will be out through the City of Columbia at many, many of our events, certainly providing assistance if needed.
Well, I know that in the times that we've had our kids involved in Show Me State Games, and even I've done a few, but indoors, yeah, there is healthcare that is all over the place. Everything is well prepared. We'll get to the opening ceremonies here in a second, but, you know, with temps at 100, 105, games and events still scheduled?
Absolutely, and you know, as I mentioned, trying to get out in front of it and get information out to our athletes, not only athletes, spectators, volunteers, site supervisors, commissioners, and officials. It's just not our athletes that certainly we're concerned about, and you know, the health and well-being of all of our participants, and as I mentioned, those involved is of the utmost importance for us. And so we also, you know, depending upon sport, Bill, have the opportunity, if need be, to modify some of our activities. I can tell you we'll have mandatory water breaks in soccer. You know, we have the ability to reduce games if need be. And on the individual side, and this is for a reason, so many of our individual sports are held early in the morning. And so we try to get those events at least started. Some will go throughout the day, but many of them will be over in the morning, which will allow them to be out of the heat of the day. And so, you know, having said all of that, there's also, we encourage people to just use common sense. You know, if you're not feeling well or what have you, certainly, as I mentioned, we'll have folks, you know, throughout the city. But you know, we need people to dress appropriately. Certainly lots of hydration, lots of fluids, and help us in the process by using good judgment.
David Fox is the executive director of the Show Me State Games. It's Missouri's Olympics, and you don't have to wait every 4 years. They come around every July, this weekend, and then again the 29th through the 31st. And the opening ceremonies Friday at Mizzou Arena. What's on tap this year?
Yeah, it's a big Mizzou flavor. Really excited. Super excited. You mentioned Olympic. You know, I get chills thinking about it. You know, about 8 o'clock with the event starting at 7. After the ceremony, one of the coolest things, I get chills. You know, we have about a 15-foot cauldron, which will be on the stage at the floor of Mizzou Arena. After we go through our ceremony, we've got some amazing Missouri athletes that will be speaking. A former Olympian, two-time Olympian, Latasha Brown, track coach, University of Missouri, will be speaking. And, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of Title IX, and so she's also going to celebrate that. But at the end, when we start the torch up in the upper mezzanine and we run it down through the crowd, bring it to the floor, and then certainly have a former two-time Olympian light the cauldron. You know, Mizzou Arena will be dark at that time, and it's just, it's chilling. And it just kind of signifies the opening of the 22 games. And from that point on, we're off and running.
For fans and listeners that have never been involved with the Show Me State Games, how many events are there over these two weekends? Because I know you do stuff throughout the year, but for these two weekends, how many events? And then roughly how many people participate?
Yeah, I'll go with the participation first, Bill. And one of the challenging things for our team, we have team sports, and team sports really is the engine that drives the games. I'll kind of give you an example. We anticipate, well, we know we're going to have over 100 basketball teams alone this coming weekend, and we'll match that the second weekend. And really, our schedules are out for the first weekend, so we've got a pretty good idea as far as numbers and participants the first weekend. What's hard for us is so many of our individual sports, and the first weekend alone, we have 23 events. I think we'll have 18 the second weekend. So many, almost all of those events, you can register on site. So to be able to try to really come up with a number is very difficult until, you know, we can create a post report. But I will tell you, we've seen a little trend this year. Some of our sports are up. We're very excited with a little increase in some of our team sports. We have one, unfortunately, that's not where we'd like it to be. And we're seeing more youth teams register than we have the last couple of years, certainly since the pandemic. And that's encouraging because at the end of the day, you know what, we want to make sure that not only, as you mentioned, the Olympic style festival that we are, that everybody has a chance to go for the gold, but to have just a wonderful experience while they're in Boone County, and that they come back. And them coming back is to be honest with you, one of the reasons we're celebrating our 38th year.
Wow, 38 years. And it's one of the largest in the country, right? Or maybe the largest?
Yeah, we've been able to hold on to that. And that's why I just kind of, you know, seeing a little bit of an uptick the first weekend. And I might add, registration in all of our events is still open for the second weekend. And you just talk about a staff, and I couldn't be more proud to work with a group of people. You know, Bill, I have a full-time staff of four. Now it's doubled here this summer, just with support staff and what have you. But to get through this weekend, and a lot of people don't understand, we've got to do the same thing we've prepared for this weekend for the following weekend, whether it's scheduling and taking registrations and prepping for facilities and all those things that come with it. So just real fortunate and super excited. And obviously, it's going to be hot, and we know that. I mean, that's, as I said before, I think that just kind of comes with the Show Me State Games.
David Fox, the executive director of the Show Me State Games, around for 38 years, largest in the country, and it's all because of you who come out and take advantage of these events. But it's not just the people that play the games. It's the officials, the volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers? Will you still take some for next weekend?
Bill, I'm so thankful you said that and asked that. So absolutely. Volunteering, you know, I referenced, you know, our goal is to make sure that when our athletes and spectators and folks visit Columbia and Boone County, that they have a first-class experience. Outside of sponsors and facilities and officials and all of those things that you mentioned some, the volunteers is a critical piece. And we're struggling. And I think a lot of places and a lot of people are struggling with volunteering. And we have openings, certainly this weekend yet. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. You know, certainly doing some other interviews, and we're just doing everything we can from a social media standpoint. We're making some personal phone calls. We have a lot of openings, and quite frankly, it's very simple. We have an app, smsg.org. You go to the volunteers tab on our homepage. It'll tell you exactly what's available, specific dates, specific times, your duties as a volunteer. It's a very easy process, and you know, regardless of where you are in mid-Missouri, not only volunteering, which you'd appreciate, the games are fun. You know, we have four core principles: health, fitness, family, and fun. And not everybody's out trying to gain a goal. There are a lot of people that, you know, do this as incentive to try to get active. You know, our mission is to provide all Missourians an opportunity to get engaged in an athletic opportunity. And you'll just see all kinds of different people. As I mentioned, 23 different sports this weekend. We feel like we got something for everybody. And as you mentioned, that volunteer piece is really critical to the success of the games.
And then, Dave, as people come in from all over the state, into mid-Missouri for these events, I know you have a lot of key sponsors, and I don't want you to leave anybody out, but anybody that you would like to mention, places people can go and take care of your sponsors?
Sure. And again, I would, whether you follow us on social media, whether Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, we give shout outs to so many of those restaurant partners. We have many. We have Adopt-A-Sport partners. I appreciate, you know, our eight core sponsors that are with us, have been with us an extremely long time, and really kind of get us to where we need to be as a nonprofit: the Missouri Lottery, Walsworth Publishing, City of Columbia, Shelter Insurance, the University of Missouri, KOMU, TV8, Benny Radio Group out of Sedalia, and MU Healthcare. Without them, and so many others, Bill, we couldn't do what we do. And, And we take a lot of pride on using top-notch facilities. We'll be on the campus of the University of Missouri for several events. We've got a brand new sports field house here in Columbia that we have access to and that we'll be using, as well as our largest venue, Cosmo Park. We'll have multiple events out there. So it's really a total team effort by this community. Certainly something that I feel very blessed and fortunate to be a part of. And there's nothing more important than certainly the participants and having those folks come to Columbia and have a great time.
David Fox, Executive Director of the Show Me State Games. You and your staff deserve a gold medal after these 2 weekends. Great job, as always.
Well, I so much appreciate it, Bill. And again, we've got events next weekend as well. So registration is open not only for this weekend for some of our individual sports, also next weekend. Again, hit our website, smsg.org. Find something you might be interested in doing. If not, hey, we'd love to have you come out and help us out volunteering.
For sure. Good luck. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.